Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Investigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, hour number two. It's not Friday, but our Friday guest, Darren Dreger, joins us, TSN Hockey Insider, and joins us here because, as everyone knows, we're off here this weekend. It's Memorial Day. We're off Friday and Monday. So Darren was kind enough to move his schedule up to today. So what's going on, Dregs? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, just continuing to enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs and sort through some of the stuff that's gone on. You know, we do a thing, Ray Ferraro and I do the podcast, right? And coolbet.co is a gambling site, and they're part of the sponsorship group of the podcast. So we had Chris Abbott on a couple of weeks ago, and he fired a couple of questions at Ray and I. One of them was, what do you think the over-under is on the number of overtime games in round one of the playoffs? And I think they set the line at 10.5. Well, instantly, I'm like, 10.5? There's not going to be over 10 overtime games in round one. No, it's under. And Ferraro was the same. No, no, it's under. It's definitely under. How many have there been? There was like 10 in the first, you know, half dozen games across the board. So,
how many has there been?
I don't know. But it's, what is it? A dozen or more? Like, honestly, I think it was at 10 on the weekend. But the hockey has been tremendous. And you know what, for me, fellas, you know, obviously, you know, working for TSN, we're focused on the North Division, the Canadian matchups. And, you know, Toronto, Montreal has been a bit of a disappointment, certainly a disappointment between Edmonton and Winnipeg. But I'm watching like the Carolina-Nashville game last night in conjunction with Toronto and Montreal. And I'm looking at all the fans in the building. I'm like, oh, like, it just adds so much. I mean, you guys as players, and I'll admit I was wrong. I didn't think that the fan involvement was going to have a significance of presence or influence on the game in general. Of course, the atmosphere matters, and having fans in the building is everything about the entertainment value and all of that. But man, I'm watching that, and I'm like looking at this North Division game between Toronto and Montreal, like, there's a pretty big difference in the quality
Dregs,
of hockey.
On the very first goal that was scored by Toronto, beautiful pass from Kerfoot to Galchenyuk, who makes a no-look behind-the-leg pass to Nylander.
Yeah.
Nylander ends in the corner, and on TV, it focuses on Nylander, and all you hear is one guy start screaming, yeah! Like, and that's all you could hear. And then you go watch the other places where there's fans. And when someone scores, the place is electric. The fans are waving the towels. The fans drive this game.
Look at that Tampa Florida series. That Tampa Florida series escalates, I think, in those first few games because of the fan reaction.
Yeah,
probably. And I laugh because I checked with the NHL, you know, what's the capacity of allowed capacity of the Hurricanes games in Raleigh. And I was told 65%. And I literally laughed out loud when I read it. This is coming from the NHL head office, because I'm like, okay, well, then they've got their math wrong in Raleigh, because that looks jammed to the rafters, doesn't it? So, you know, it's maybe, okay, let's take this ticket, keep going. We won't take that one, keep going.
Every other ticket is counted.
We only collected 65% of the tickets. I mean, it's
But they're paying. But they're paying for every beer. Right?
Oh yeah, sure.
You know that. Instigators WGR 550 and MSGR Friday guest TSN Hockey Insider Darren Dreger joining us here today as we're off on Friday and Monday for the long weekend. But before we get into Sabres talk and McDavid talk and some other stuff around the league, you know, you say you're enjoying the playoffs. Have you enjoyed the playoff format? And by that, I mean, is this something you'd like to see maybe going forward? Can all the Canadian teams or the divisions playing each other coming out of the divisions maybe as, you know, is it something you've given some thought to?
A little bit, you know, again, because we're stuck in the North Division. It's not going to stay the same. There won't be a Canadian division again, unless there's something else COVID-related, pandemic-specific, where the NHL has to bob and weave and change for 2021-22. But that's not to say that they aren't going to take a hard look at the playoff matrix and perhaps come up with some ideas. You know, we've asked about, you know, qualifying round or play-in scenario, like we saw going into return to play, and whether or not that might be something that the NHL takes a harder look at. And you get immediate pushback from the commissioner's office. Commissioner Bettman has repeatedly said he's not in favor of that. Could that change? Yeah, maybe it could change. But I think for 21-22, guys, the focus is on just getting back to whatever the new normal is in the National Hockey League. So go back to the old divisions and play your normal playoff style the way you would have pre-pandemic, which buys everybody a little bit of time and also gives you a fresh comparison, right? So now we know what we're dealing with in this Stanley Cup playoff run. We know what return to play looked like, and that was a one-off, hopefully. You don't have to think about that. But you look at this year with the North Division and the independent divisions and all of that, the crossover idea with the reseeding, and then you go through next season in a more traditional format, and then you make a decision after that as to what needs to get tweaked. There's no shortage of ideas. I mean, club by club, every team has a different idea, a different marketing strategy, and then you throw Steve Mayer's the head of that element with the National Hockey League into the equation. There are grand ideas of what can happen and what should be changed. I don't think it's going to happen, though, in time for next season.
Darren Dreger joining us here. And time now for the token question, but I feel like there could be more to it this week, Dregs. Jack Eichel update on the injury front, and where do the Sabres stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, just a marginal update in that there's at least a timeline on what the next step in this recovery process should be. And my understanding is that the two groups, be it Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres, should have a clear indication by next week. Not to say that it's etched in stone, that there will be a decision, surgery versus no surgery next week. Man, it feels like we've been talking about this a long, long time. Yeah. But it sounds like they're getting closer to a timeline. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about this off air prior to coming into the segment. Okay, well, if Eichel is successful in convincing the Buffalo Sabres or just declaring that for his own good health, he's going to have this experimental surgery. I don't know if it's fair to call it that, but it hasn't happened to an NHL player before. So it's out there. It's outside the box thinking, what does that mean? You know, do the Sabres have to endorse it? You know, would the Players Association or the National Hockey League get involved? What could the insurance implications be? And on it goes. So those are things that maybe we know more about as early as next week. It's just, you know, the information now is that they're closing in on a timeline and they may get to that point of having to make that decision next week.
Yeah, so it's very clear that the Sabres would like to go in a different direction than to do this type of surgery. I think Jack's camp feels very confident with the surgery. So at what point in time does, you know, the Buffalo Sabres say, okay, Jack, if you want to have this surgery, you're going to sign a waiver with our club. And if things don't go the way they should go and you have implications or some issues with this, that you're not on the hook. We're not on the hook to pay you the $50 million that we would owe you.
Yeah. Like, you know, go out and get his own sort of insurance coverage.
Yeah. He would have to insure himself, because if Jack can't play and there's neck related issues in the future, that it's not on the Sabres anymore to have to pay him, all that money.
Yeah, and look, you know, it also becomes then, you know, further to that, a collective bargaining agreement discussion as well, which would involve the Players Association. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, there are limitations to what a player can and can't do specific to his own health. I mean, that's just how the CBA is structured. And we've been down this before on the show, talking about, you know, when Jack was trying to make these decisions, what options he had. Well, every player has a right to a second opinion. But generally speaking, the direction of the recovery process is more to do with the Sabres because they own the contract. They own the property of this player. So I wouldn't say I'm fascinated by what may come, but I'm certainly intrigued by it because it's going to have to involve multiple people, especially if Jack says, well, I'm either having the surgery or I'm not coming back. I'm not healthy enough and I'm not going to feel healthy enough to come back. This is the best path. So you either support it or we're going to challenge. And, you know, again, keep in mind here, and we talked a little bit about this in the last couple of weeks, you know, he could file a medical grievance. He hasn't yet with the NHLPA. And I don't even know how much weight that carries and what sort of process you have to go through with a player who's, you know, with his team. You've seen it before with players who have left organizations and now they're seeking, you know, some sort of damages or something along those lines. So, yeah, I mean, there'll be multiple layers if that's the decision that Jack wants to make. But
I can't imagine he's the first player that's had a herniated disc in his neck.
Well, I'm thinking back to Gary Roberts back in the day, and I don't know what the specific injury was with Robs, but I do remember, and this is going back many years, when he was with the Calgary Flames, there was a chance that his career was over, right? Like, it was essentially over. And whether he found, and I should know this, I'm sure I've heard the story a bunch, you know, whether he found, again, experimental treatment, I don't know that he had surgery. Again, we could probably Google and find it out pretty quickly. But beyond that, I mean, yeah, of course, there have been lots of neck-related injuries and problems. But and as I understand this procedure, initially I thought the surgery was simply to encourage the retraction of that disc, right? To get it back into its healthy place so that the tissues and everything around it could solidify and grow and just get healthy again, period. But then as I read more about the procedure after Jack came out and talked to the media, again, it sounds like it's essentially replacing that disc, right, with an artificial disc. So, I mean, I don't know. None of us are medical professionals here. So, but I would say this. You guys as pro players, you know, it's not like your agent says, hey, you might want to consider this. You go, yeah, just book it. I'll go in and do it. I think it's safe to assume that Jack has done a lot of research on this, not just based on the guidance of Peter Fish and the specialists that he has been seeing. Like, I mean, he is taking a considered risk here in going under the knife and having a surgery that no other NHL players had. So if he didn't feel safe, he probably wouldn't do it. I think that's pretty clear.
Yes.
No question. No question. It's a huge risk. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Darren Dreger joining us here. Normally Friday, but as I mentioned to you again, I'll just remind you, we're off Friday and Monday. It's Memorial Day weekend. You know, this time of year with players that are on expired contracts, you hear about qualifying offers and contract extensions and things like that. Is there any word on first Rasmus Dahlin, if the Sabres and Dahlin are working on a deal, but also Sam Reinhart, because I don't know that it's certain that they'll move him, and he does need a contract if he is back.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I it's certainly not certain that you know he's on the trade block or will be, but I also feel like there's enough work that Kevin Adams has to do to that roster that you have to be willing to listen, and every manager will tell you the same. I mean, we in the media come up with lists of untouchable players. And almost on a yearly basis, they become fewer and fewer, just depending on how significant your needs are. I would say that, you know, Adams is going to exhaust every opportunity to get Sam Reinhart extended. And I think the same applies to Rasmus Dahlin. I'm sure that there's been dialogue. I don't know that there's been any heavy negotiations on either front, but you know, I feel like the focus right now for Buffalo is on the coach, and they continue to work through that progress. But hand in hand, you're having your conversations with the applicable agents to see where you're at. I mean, you still have time, right? There's still time. And in the case of both those players, if you're Adams, why would you be pushed or rushed into anything? They're not unrestricted free agent players. The Sabres own their property. So you don't want to go through messy negotiations. And I don't think either is lining up in that direction. But short of one of those players flat out asking for a trade, you might as well just continue to have that dialogue, have those conversations, and hopefully find common ground at some point.
Go ahead, River.
I'm curious with the Sam Reinhardt situation. Is he easier to trade if he had a long-term contract signed and sealed and delivered? Is he easier to trade at that point, or is he easier to trade at not having a contract right now?
Good question. I guess it all depends on what is the length of that long-term contract and ultimately what is that AAV. There's a number of general managers have a lot of time for Sam Reinhardt. Again, different situation given his status as a free agent. But I, look, the Taylor Hall situation with Boston. Don Sweeney and the Boston Bruins had conversations, of course, with Darren Ferris, who represents Taylor Hall, about the idea of a contract extension. If you're interested in Sam Reinhardt, you're interested in Sam Reinhardt because you think he's going to make your hockey club better. If he's got a sweet contract with a term you can manage and an AAV that fits the type of player he is, well, that makes it even better. He's coming off a decent year, but maybe if you're a better team, that's also intriguing to him as well. So he feels like he's going into a situation where he's in a better place where he can win. So even though he's been a good soldier on the contract front, he's going to want his term. He's going to want his money. Maybe he's willing to be a little bit more flexible in that environment, talking contract extension with his new club.
Rick Tocchet, reports about Rick Tocchet. You mentioned coaching search going on. Is there any reason to think that he could be the guy? I mean, I'm still a firm believer that it'll be Donnie Meatballs, but they are going through the process.
Yeah. You have to give Adams and Jason Carmanos credit for wanting to go through the process. I feel like that's just doing your due diligence. That doesn't make them smarter than any other management group in the National Hockey League. But you might as well compare apples to apples. And that's even a tough comparison, because when you look at Donnie Granato and what he was able to do on the bench of the Buffalo Sabres, you saw it firsthand with players that the next coach is going to have to deal with by and large. So he most definitely earns the benefit of the doubt. But then you're looking at the success that Rick Tocchet has had. You look at Rick Tocchet as a former player. You look at how he's gotten into the ear of certain star players over his time. And he's attractive. And then you look beyond that, and if you're really leaning on the development side of things, again, Granato has an edge there, but maybe you do look at some of the successful college coaches or younger coaches out there who are perhaps as much in tune with the younger players or maybe even more in tune. But you have to go through all of that. And by going through all of it, maybe you do get to that point at the end where you say, look, we interviewed 6-8 guys. I mean, it was good. It was great. We probably won't have to do that again anytime soon, but we still believe that Don Granato is the top candidate.
There was a rumor that Boudreau interviewed.
I know he was in line, whether he's done it or not.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know. My next question was going to be, any idea about how that went? But if you didn't know, Riv, you looked like you were going to say something.
I was curious to ask about Nazem Kadri and his 8-game suspension. Seems like he is going to try and appeal this 8-game suspension. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's an appeal hearing, in fact, with Commissioner Bettman tomorrow to hear. And, you know, Bettman will expedite the process. I mean, time is of the essence here. Obviously, it's an 8-game suspension. You know, Colorado's waiting for Vegas and Minnesota to wrap that up, and then they'll move into the next series. I don't know. I mean, given the rap sheet of Nazem Kadri, you know, 6 suspensions now, how many of them have been in the playoffs? Is it 4?
3.
4 of them, 3 of them in the playoffs. I mean, he's obviously not getting the message. I mean, 8 is steep because you do have to do the math, right? And an 8-game suspension in the playoffs is not the same thing mathematically as 8 games in the regular season. I mean, you know, most traditionally would look at it and say, well, it's close to 16 games if you want to go the traditional postseason math. Do I think that Bettman is going to reduce it? Probably not, but he has in the past. You know, he reduced Tom Wilson's, was it 20-game suspension down to 14. But I guess I'm wondering also about the calendar here and how quickly this can get through, because if he doesn't reduce it, then Nazem Kadri has another vehicle, and that's the independent arbitrator. That's where it goes to when it leaves the commissioner's office. And then that independent arbitrator has to hear the case and look over the file again. So how many games is Nazem Kadri going to shave off here? So I think this more has to do with him trying to set a record straight in that, you know, yeah, he's a repeat offender. Yeah, he's got a history of an ugly rap sheet when it comes to the playoffs, but he wants to prove on record that George Parros exaggerated his suspension in this case. So this is as much about Nazem Kadri trying to establish a record as it is to the obvious appeal in the reduction of number of games. He, by the way, hired an outside lawyer. He's working with the Players Association. The PA filed a grievance, but he's got a lawyer who is also part of this process. And
you think it was a headshot, Drex?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the path. And I didn't think he had to hit the player at that point in that fashion. So I can understand the suspension. I thought it was warranted.
You didn't like the path, and you factor in the player and you see the result, and you just, and you know,
suspended in 2018 playoffs, suspended in new 2019 playoffs. How's this guy even thinking that he should appeal this? I feel Gary Petey said it yesterday, and we were all chuckling about it, but Petey says if he goes and appeals this, Gary Bettman should throw on 2 more games.
Just for appealing it.
Just for appealing it.
That should be an automatic, right? Just to gum up the process.
It's ridiculous that he's appealing this.
Well, it is, but you know what? I also feel, I don't feel for Nazem Kadri because he's a tremendous hockey player, but he's in the Tom Wilson category for me. Like, enough is enough. You know, find the line, but it's enough of the crossing the line. But if I were a player, and there's always this disconnect because there are 2 things about this process that would annoy me as an NHL player. Number one, why doesn't it just go to an independent arbitrator as opposed to the commissioner of the National Hockey League, who, you know, he's going to overrule George Parros? I mean, he has, so I guess it's possible. And it speaks to the integrity of the commissioner's office that he would handle this in a professional manner. But then you have the disconnect with the Players Association as well, right? I mean, the players that these players injure are also representative of the Players Association. So the PA is going in there tomorrow to fight for Nazem Kadri, even though Justin Falk wasn't able to finish the series against the Colorado Avalanche.
And let's just hope that Colorado's had enough of Nazem Kadri, because if that's the case, I am personally going to drive the limo to Colorado and pick him up to bring him back to Buffalo. Thank you. Done. Because I'm going to tell you this, I don't care how many times he's been suspended. I think he's a heck of a hockey player and would love to have him on our team.
Well, I hear you. And that's why I don't think, even though, you know, there is some media speculation and just some outside stuff that suggests maybe it is time in the offseason to cut bait on Naz, but I don't see it. I don't see it all. What I think he has to do, and this applied to Tom Wilson the last time, it wasn't that long ago, where there was the brouhaha with the New York Rangers. I mean, Matt Cook finally got to a place where he had to spend, what did he say, 50 hours watching video, 30 of those with Dan Bylsma, just breaking down the decision process, timing, all of those things, you know, his body position and how he'd go into hits and all of those things. Well, you know what, Naz, that's your off season. You're going to work out. You're going to do everything you have to do to keep your body healthy, but you're not coming into training camp until you can prove that you've watched 50 hours of videotape and can show us that you're invested in being an all-around star player in the NHL and not a guy that's spending a good amount of time, too much time, sitting on the sidelines because of suspension.
Well, if he comes to Buffalo, we'll just make him do five.
Would it actually be videotape, though? That's the thing. Drags, we left a lot on the table, man, but great time with you today. Thank you so much for your time and moving your schedule for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of the playoffs here. We'll catch you next week. Darren Dreger, normally every Friday right here, but we're off Friday. So next Friday at 11 o'clock, he'll join us. But this week, as I mentioned, we're off for Memorial Day. We'll come back. We'll recap not everything that he said, but some of what he said. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. The Twitter poll is in full effect. And the Twitter poll, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what it is which offseason event will have the biggest impact on the future of the Sabres? Draft lottery is at 25%, expansion draft 10%, free agency is 31%, and other is 34%. And we just had Darren Dreger on. And I think one of the biggest takeaways, and I will say this, we asked him about John Tavares off the air, wanted to ask him on the air, but rumor is he's about 3 weeks out, I think. I don't know if that's what the rumor is, like 3 weeks maybe?
Not a rumor. That's kind of what, you know,
it's been reported. Is that what's being reported?
Okay. Kind of he's around three weeks away.
Okay. I didn't know if I was outing
what does that mean?
I wasn't supposed to, as I'm saying it, I'm like, wait a minute. He told us that off the air. Did he tell us that off the air? Because it was different. But 3 weeks is what I've been told. And I didn't mean to out information if I did accidentally.
I have heard from my insider that John Tavares is doing well. Head is doing well. Concussion and those types of symptoms are easing and he's feeling better. And they're going to be precautionary. That's for sure with this player in this situation. So he's looking at 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
What stood out that he said? I mean, you could tie the Jack comment about the neck and the surgery and everything to the other of the Twitter poll. Because it sounds like with what he said that it's coming down to basically crunch time and the decision will be made on a procedure. And if Jack wants to have a procedure, and you asked a really good question about insurance, would a player, if he goes about doing a procedure like Jack is looking to have and something happens down the road, would the team be on the hook for it? And you asked Dregs the question about insurance.
Yes.
Is that normal? Is that something you would expect in this particular situation?
You have to understand this.
Because he did say the PA would be involved in this in some capacity. There's going to be some kind of an understanding as to what steps will be after surgery.
Yes. So you have the Buffalo Sabres that have an asset like Jack Eichel, who has $50 million remaining on his contract. Okay. The Sabres, I look at their side and they feel uncomfortable with the surgery that Jack's camp would like to do because it's never been done to a player in the National Hockey League history. So that would, if I'm the Sabres, that would concern me also. Okay. To be the first player ever, a $50 million asset, to allow him just to do what he wants. Well, what happens if it doesn't work? Who's on, you know, point for the $50 million if it doesn't work? Mm-hmm. So then you have Jack's camp that feel that they've done their research and they feel comfortable that this can work and that Jack will be better. So at what point in time, and I don't even know if this can happen, but at what point in time does the Buffalo Sabres say, okay, Jack, if you want to do this surgery, then you are going to sign a waiver, okay, that if you have, you know, some negative effects to this surgery over time and there's neck issues, then we're not on the hook to pay your money. It's going to go to your insurance that you've put in place for yourself. And I think that's the concern. Like, the Sabres want a healthy Jack Eichel. At the same time, Jack Eichel wants a healthy Jack Eichel. He feels that this is the right move. I'm just, and this is only a hypothetical. I don't even know. I'm just saying, at what point in time does, you know, Sabres say, if you want to do this, then you know what? We are not fully dedicated to this. Could you sign a waiver and now the rights of this goes to Jack's side and Jack's going to have to get his own insurance to insure himself for that money if, and I don't even know if you can do that. That's why when Dreger said, well, I think the NHLPA is going to be involved with this. Well, maybe those things are being talked about. I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Well, they'd have to be. I mean, you said it. You look at the asset that we're talking about here. We're talking about a player that has $50 million remaining on his contract and is tremendously talented.
Tremendous.
And is opting for a surgery that no NHL player has ever had come back and played in the NHL with it before.
That's right.
So I have to imagine, though.
So is it experimental? That's not maybe not the right terminology because there has
the procedure's
been
not
fighter.
Experimental on an average Joe like you and I, but on a high performance athlete, like on a casual golfer, no big deal. but it doesn't matter what happens to them. I mean, because they can just go in and have it fixed or go through another procedure. But Jack's the advantage to this procedure, I think, is the range of motion. But Jack seems extremely confident in this procedure. Yeah. That's the thing that I don't know if comforting is the right word or not, but most players, if they're not comfortable with a procedure, they're not going to do it. Right. I mean,
most definitely. He's 24 years old. Right. He's got a very, very long road in the game of hockey. I don't think Jack Eichel is even put a stamp on his career. He's starting to, and I think the Sabres understand that. He's an incredible talent, and you know, I mean, they feel very weary in a surgery that has never been done on an NHL player before. That has, and I think that's where there's that balance of trying to do the right thing. I think the Sabres are just saying, can we just wait a little longer? Can we just give this more time? Let's see if we can do something else to try and rehabilitate this. And I think Jack's camp feels very strongly about doing the other, because it's the fastest way to get Jack back and ready to go at the start of next season.
I would just love to hear be in the doctor's appointments, to just trying to hear the questions that are asked. You know what I mean? You just sit and you think about yourself in this situation. What questions would you ask? Like, what happens if the device jars loose? Like, can you redo the same device if something happens, or do you have to go to a fusion? Like, you know what I mean? Like, 'cause once you fuse it, you're fused, you know, there's no going back. Yep. So I wonder if, like, if you do a disc replacement, if something, you know, like if they need to redo it, they just go in and take out another one. Maybe I don't and put in another one. I don't know. I mean, but what I do know is that the whole hockey world is watching this. I mean, and not just for the reasons as to where Jack goes, but Craig, every player, every star player, the NHLPA, the league is watching, in my opinion, this particular incident, because it's unique. How many times have we really heard about this, where player wants procedure A, team wants to go down avenue B, or right?
But then there's usually a third, you know, the player goes and gets a third recommendation, and usually the team says, yes, you know, go do, so we can all feel comfortable about the direction. I obviously have been around hockey a very long time. I don't think I've seen this in a long time, where, you know, you have the team says one thing, you know, player goes and gets a second opinion. Those doctors, you know, articulate all of the information and take it all in, and then try and make the right decision for that player. And usually what happens is one of the sides agrees and says, yes, I agree with the direction. Let's go forward with this. And you do it. But this is something that is kind of eyebrow raising, because you're looking at a situation that you're looking at a superstar talent, and you're looking at the superstar talent and his side wants to do not an experimental surgery, but a surgery that has never been done on any NHL player in the history of the game. If I'm the team, that makes me very nervous, because there hasn't been, this is a relatively new surgery, I think. So it's just interesting to see how this is all going to play out. And hopefully the two sides can come to some sort of agreement on the direction, because ultimately this comes down to getting Jack Eichel healthy. That's the most important thing. And we'll see how it all plays out.
All right, we got to go to break. Reminder, we're off Friday. Tomorrow's the last day of the week. Marty will be on. Elliot Friedman will be on. We have one more segment coming up here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I might throw something at Craig he might not care about, or maybe he will. Stick around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Whoa, welcome producer Craig to the show. He's decided to take over a segment here. Finally. Only took 5 years. Go ahead, roll it. Riv wants to do a draft simulator. Well,
someone wants to listen to some good content, so let me take this over here. We are going to do a draft simulator, which I'm not a big fan of because we have not once yet gotten a first overall pick. So right now the Sabres have a 16.6% chance of getting the number one pick. They have a 31.6% chance of getting number two. And obviously we know what that means for number three.
Just ring the damn bell, would you?
Okay, so we're gonna, here we go, pressing the draft lottery. And we will be picking second overall. New Jersey jumped up three spots to pick number one.
Trade down? Let's trade down.
I ain't going to tell you this. I would absolutely, in this draft, think about trading this pick.
Even if it was number one?
Depending on what I would get back, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I would think in this year's draft, in particular, about trading this pick.
You need a defenseman.
Because I'm going to tell you this. If you do go and trade Jack Eichel, you will acquire a lot of very young pieces, and they're going to be high-end. If you trade Sam Reinhart, you again are going to acquire some very good pieces. If you trade Ristolainen, you'll probably get a first-round draft pick from trading Rasmus Ristolainen. I think we already have a Dahlin, a Joki Haru, a Samuelson. Who am I missing here? There's a lot of very Will Borgen, Bryson. We've got a lot of youthful defensemen. I think on the forward line with Bjork and Mittelstadt and Tage Thompson and Cousins, we've got Ristolainen. We've got a lot of young guys. And with the Jack Eichel, I'm just saying if we do trade them, I'm not saying that we will, but if you do, you're pulling in a lot of very young pieces. I would be thinking about trading this pick to a team and acquiring a really strong veteran player that's not in his 30s, that's in his mid to late 20s, that has a lot of game left in him, that can help this young group.
Well, guess what? Marty's going to be no help to this group tomorrow because he's not on with us until next Friday. Elliot Friedman's going to join us at 11. And I got to tell you, our friendship went to another level today. I just learned this. You like those facts, right?
Yes.
Having sarcastic friends will make you more creative. Sarcasm is considered a brain stimulant, Craig. There you go.
Then you're a very smart man.
I make you creative. Treadmills were created to punish English prisoners in 1818. I always wondered why, you know, working out with Doug McKenney felt like I was in jail. I love Doug and McKenney, but man, those treadmill sprints.
Jail. I'm looking at 8 seconds right now. It makes me irritated.
Well, what makes me irritated is we got to go, but One Bills Live is next. We're back tomorrow, 10 to noon with Elliot Friedman at 11. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.